Welcome to the Jefferson County Podcast for the People. I'm your host today, Helen Hayes. I'm the Director of Public Information for Jefferson County. And with us today, we have our friends from the Revenue Department, very popular department here at Jefferson County. We have Tracy Swanson, who is the Business Office Supervisor. And we have Darren Lanier, who is a director for the department. And they know everything there is to know about car tags, driver's license, motor vehicle registrations, the whole shebang. And that's what we're going to cover today. So, Tracy, let's start first with driver's license. How can a driver's license be renewed or replaced?
At our location, a driver's license can be renewed or replaced with a birth certificate or Social Security card. We have five locations: Birmingham, Bessemer, Centerpoint, Gardendale, and Hoover.
Okay, and what form of payment is accepted for that?
For driver's license, payment is cash or check only.
Okay, all right, great. Driver's license are a state thing. So if for the first time somebody's getting a driver's license or a non-driver ID, where do they need to go?
They would need to go to Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. There's an office in Bessemer at the Bessemer Courthouse, and there's also an office in Findlay.
Okay, and so for those, like for a non-driver ID, what kind of documents are required for that? Is it different?
Birth certificate, Social Security card. If it's out of state, they need their out-of-state driver's license.
Okay, all right.
Helen, let me jump in just for a second to say that Alabama law provides drivers 60 days after the expiration of their driver's license to come in. So they do have that grace period after the expiration of their driver's license. So I think that's an important point we might want to just...
That is good to know, because I think some people don't realize they do have a grace period. So let's talk a little bit about the STAR ID, because with COVID and everything, I think the deadline to have that STAR ID was pushed out. And getting that STAR ID is a little more involved than just getting a driver's license, right?
Correct. From my understanding, ALEA or the U.S. government has pushed that time period back to obtain a STAR ID until May of 2023.
Okay. All right. And so to get that, where do people need to go?
They need to go to an examination location, which is actually ran by ALEA, Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, to actually place an application to obtain a STAR ID.
The documents needed to obtain a STAR ID would be a birth certificate and a Social Security card and two pieces of mail proving your residence.
Okay. And so those can't be done like in the revenue offices that we have. They have to go to an ALEA office, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, they have to go to a state office. Jefferson County, their state does not allow Jefferson County to issue STAR IDs.
Okay. All right, great. And can people renew a driver's license online?
Yes. The website is alea.gov.
Okay. And we'll put that in the show notes so people will have it. And who can people contact if their driver's license has been suspended or they're seeking a reinstatement of their driver's license? Where do they go for that?
The only office we have in Jefferson County is the office on Findlay Boulevard.
Okay, so Darren, is there something new coming up with driver's license that people may need to be aware of?
Yes, our local office has been notified by ALEA that they're going to be implementing a new driver's license system in April of 2022. So if you have a driver's license that may be expiring in April, I would encourage all citizens to actually, or residents of the state of Alabama, to go in and renew their driver's license prior to April of 2022. Now, Alabama law was passed two or three years ago that allows residents of Alabama to renew their driver's license 180 days prior to expiration. So you can go now and go and get your driver's license renewed before they actually cut the system off in April, where you won't be able to go into any office, whether it be a Jefferson County office or a state office.
Yeah, so please, please do not wait. to the last minute.
That's correct.
To renew your driver's license. This year, it will definitely make it difficult. All right. Well, great. Thank you. Okay, now let's move to motor vehicle registrations. Tracy, what documents are required to purchase a tag if the vehicle is purchased through a dealership?
If the vehicle is purchased through a dealership, they would need the title application, bill of sale, Alabama insurance, and their ID.
Documents do you need to bring if you're purchasing a tag if somebody purchased a car from an individual?
If you purchase from an individual, you need the title, the bill of sale, Alabama insurance, and ID.
Okay.
And I want to also mention, Helen, that you have some vehicles that are older makes and models, and so they may not actually have a title, or the law does not require them to have a title once it reaches a certain age. So the only thing they would need to transfer ownership would be actually a bill of sale, and they'll need Alabama liability insurance to actually get a registration.
Okay. And I've had some people ask that question, what happens if they don't have a title and they need it? Don't you get that through the state?
You can get a replacement through the state of Alabama, but if you have purchased a vehicle from someone and they did not give you a title, the owner of that vehicle has to apply for the replacement title.
Ah, okay. Good to know. All right, but you can, if you have a tag and you get a renewal notice, you can renew online, correct?
Correct.
And where do people do that?
To go online to renew, the website is tagit.jccal.org.
And I want to mention, too, so the public will know, there are edits in the system. If there's a deceased party on the title, the system will not allow you to register or renew that particular registration because there's a deceased party on that title.
Okay.
Equipment, the system is equipped to identify, you know, deceased parties that are listed on the title.
Okay. And so if somebody doesn't get a renewal card, can they still do it online, or what do they need to do?
Yes, they can renew it online. Online, in order to renew, you need your driver's license number or your tag number.
Okay. All right, great. I'm learning things, too, as we go through these questions. So what form of payment is accepted for purchasing tags and titles?
For tags and titles, cash, check, debit, or credit cards.
Okay. All right, great. And how does somebody, I've had some people ask, how do they get a replacement tag or decal if they've lost it?
To get a replacement tag or decal, we have a application for replacement credentials. There's a form that needs to be filled out. They will come into the office, fill out the form, bring a copy of their ID and their insurance.
And how much does that cost? Is it an additional fee?
Yes, ma'am. It's $2.25.
Oh.
Yeah, but I want to make mention that the state of Alabama has gone to a paperless process. When you fill out the replacement form for us in our office, Jefferson County office, then we'll take that information and actually put it into our system where you'll have get a replacement tag or decal. Now, if you're getting a replacement title, they no longer accept paper documents. You'll actually have to go into the actual public portal, and that public portal is title.mvtrip.alabama.gov. So the state is getting away from a lot of the paper documents they have or used to have.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to limit the amount of documents that they receive. So if you send a paper document in, they will not process it. They'll send it back to you. You have to go through the portal to apply for a replacement title.
Okay. What about personalized tags? How does somebody do that?
We have a website, pros.mvtrip.alabama.gov. They can go to that website to reserve the tag, and then they come into one of our local offices to actually purchase the tag.
Okay. All right. And is there a special fee for a personalized license plate?
Yes, ma'am. For the first time, it's a $55 fee. And after that, the renewals are $50. For helping schools, it's $25 for the first time, $20 after that.
Okay. And let's talk about disability access and parking credentials. How does somebody go about getting that?
In an initial process, the applicant would have to complete an application, and the application is called an application for disability access parking credentials. And what you'll do is you'll take that to your physician, or you can take it to a physician or a certified registered nurse practitioner or a midwife, and you can have them complete the form, and they will, you'll bring that form back to us with their signature on it, and we'll issue that first either a tag or two placards. Or you can get two placards. I apologize. Let me back up. Huh. You'll get a tag and one placard, or you can get two placards and no tag. This year, the disability access parking tags are changing. They're going to have a decal that you put on the left-hand side of your metal plate.
Oh, okay.
As opposed to just having an extension embossed on the plate itself.
Okay.
It'll now be a decal starting
in
2022.
Starting in 2022?
Yes.
Okay. And is there an additional fee for that? Or is that different from any other decal? Is that just something you get if you have that information from your physician?
There's no fee for a handicap placard.
Okay. All right. All right. So here's a question. If a person moves out of Alabama and they register the vehicle in another jurisdiction, are they required to surrender the tag to Alabama?
Yes. They need to surrender the tag along with a copy of their new registration from their new state.
Okay. All right. So if somebody doesn't receive a renewal reminder, are they charged a penalty if they renew late?
Yes, they are.
So you're supposed to know when your tag renews.
Yes, ma'am. The renewal notices are a courtesy.
Okay.
Registrations for private passenger vehicles are done on a staggered basis, and what I mean by staggered basis is based on the first initial of your last name. For example, January is A and D, and so they'll come in during the month of January, and you'll have all of January to renew your tag. If you come after January and the business date falls on a weekday and you're after that period of time, then you'll be charged a $15 penalty.
Okay. All right. And one question. So when somebody sells, let me ask it this way. So these are some frequently asked questions we get. So when somebody sells or disposes of their car, does the license plate remain with the vehicle?
No. Okay. They would need to remove the license plate from the vehicle, return the license plate to one of our offices along with documentation showing how they've disposed of the vehicle. If the tag is expired, there's no refund or they can't transfer the tag to another vehicle. If the tag is still in good standing, we will put it in to see if there's a credit due back to the customer.
Okay. All right. And we've talked about what months the license plates are renewed in. Is emission testing a requirement to register a vehicle?
No emission testing is required, but if a vehicle is purchased out of state, it will need to be brought in for an inspection.
Okay.
Alabama law requires that we inspect any vehicle being registered in the state of Alabama for the first time. So we have to go out and physically inspect that VIN on that vehicle. Again, we don't do an emissions test, but we have to inspect the VIN on the vehicle and any other pertinent information that we actually record on our documents, which basically is the color and the make, model, in four-door, two-door, whatever the case may be.
All right. Sounds good. And is the owner required to prove that they have liability insurance when they're registering a car?
Yes, ma'am. Alabama law requires you to actually purchase liability insurance, and that section of law is 32784, and it speaks to making sure that you get a person that's qualified to do business, in other words, an insurance company qualified to do business in the state of Alabama. So you have to have Alabama insurance, liability insurance, in order to get a registration in the state of Alabama.
Okay. One last question. This is my personal question. What is the best time to come and see you guys to avoid a line?
The best time to come is in the middle of the month. Never on the last 2 days and never on the first 2 days of the month.
Okay. Because I see, you know, at the end of the month, you know, we do see, you know, lines down there. And I know you guys do everything you can to handle those lines. But those lines aren't always there. So want to give people the inside scoop there. If you listen to all the way to the end of the podcast, you got the news about when to come to avoid the lines and you can get your business taken care of quickly.
Helen, historically, since I've been here in the department, customer or citizens have always come basically at the end of the month. That's one of the reasons why. And it's not just here. It's throughout the other 66 counties, I've had conversations with other people. And people always come at the end of the month. And I understand people try to save their money until the end of the month. But what we try to do is to help alleviate some of the congestion that may come to our office, we have somebody at the front door in most instances where they'll look at your documents and try to streamline and make sure you have what you need so you can be waiting in that line for an extended period of time. And then also we have kind of also changed the dynamics of our office where if you come to some of our locations, you'll have one side where you do a renewal where we try to get you out in a quickly fashion. And on the other side, where titles takes a little bit longer, so we try to make sure that we respect your time.
Yeah. No, you guys are always very respectful of everybody's time. When I go down there and I stand in line, it just moves smooth. And nobody knows that I work for the county. I'm just down there like anybody else would be. So I appreciate what you guys do. Thank you very much. And if anybody's listening and you have other ideas about doing business with the county that you'd like to hear about, you can email me. My email address is Hayes, H-A-Y-S-H, at jccal.org, and we'll try to get that information covered for you and out. And thanks for joining us on the Jefferson County Podcast for the People.